Selena Sardathian arrives in Wendland a shell of herself, drinking heavily, starting tavern brawls, and sleeping on rooftops. The once-feared assassin has abandoned her mission to kill the royal family after seeing Crown Prince Galan fighting against the same tyranny that killed her friend Nehemia. She's hit rock bottom, haunted by blood on her hands and Chol's horrified reaction to learning of her Fey heritage. When the Fey warrior Rowan appears to escort her to Queen Maeve, Selena sees an opportunity to learn about the Word Keys, ancient artifacts that could help defeat the King of Ardalan. Their initial interaction establishes a dynamic of cold dismissiveness versus false bravado, both masking deeper wounds. Meanwhile, in Ardalan, Captain Chol Westfall struggles with nightmares where Selena murders his friend Dorian. These dreams reflect his conflicted feelings about her true identity as Aelin Ashriver Galathinius, rightful Queen of Terrasen. When Adion Ashriver, the King's general and Selena's cousin, arrives at court, the tension escalates as Chol must protect her secret while navigating increasingly dangerous political waters. What makes this opening so compelling is how thoroughly Selena has been dismantled. This isn't merely character development, it's character demolition, creating the necessary void from which something new can emerge. While Selena confronts her past, we meet Manon Blackbeak, heir to the fearsome Blackbeak Witch Clan. With iron teeth and claws, she appears a cold-blooded killer, yet her pride in her heritage adds unexpected depth to her character. The King of Ardalan has summoned the Iron Teeth Witch Clans, Blackbeak, Yellowlegs, and Blueblood, to compete for wyverns, dragon-like beasts that will serve as his aerial cavalry. For Manon, who hasn't flown since magic vanished, this prospect ignites fierce excitement. When Manon chooses Abraxos, the smallest, scarred former bait wyvern, she faces ridicule from her grandmother, the Blackbeak matron. Their developing bond becomes a catalyst for her transformation. During the war games, Manon risks everything to save Petra Blueblood and her dying wyvern, an act of mercy contradicting everything she's been taught. This moment cracks her ironclad worldview, reflecting the novel's themes of identity and redemption. At Mistward Fortress, Queen Maeve addresses Selena by her true name, Aelin Galathinius. When Selena denies this identity, Maeve offers information about the Word Keys, but only after she masters her fire magic under Rowan's training. This bargain creates conflict. Reclaiming her magic means embracing the identity she spent 10 years fleeing. Rowan's training methods are brutal. He pushes Selena to her breaking point, calling her a coward who ran while innocence died. Their relationship begins antagonistically, with Rowan deliberately provoking her to trigger her Fey transformation. This training arc ties physical transformation to emotional healing. Selena cannot access her magic because she's buried her true self beneath guilt and trauma. Each session becomes a metaphor for confronting her past. The kitchen scenes at Mistward provide necessary contrast. Working alongside Emrys and Luca, Selena experiences moments of normalcy that begin healing her spirit. During storytelling evenings, she realizes she's forgotten most of her homeland's legends, another piece of herself lost during her years as an assassin. Selena and Rowan evolve from adversaries to trusted allies through shared trauma. Their turning point comes when Selena loses control of her magic and Rowan stabilizes her, discovering her scars from Endeavor. They exchange their darkest secrets. Selena reveals her past in Rifthold, Sam's death, and her imprisonment. Rowan confesses how his pregnant mate Lyria died while he sought glory, driving him to madness until Maeve bound him. Their bond deepens when they discover Adarlan forces in caves led by General Narok with three Volk princes. When Mistward is attacked, Selena steps beyond the barrier to fight the darkness with her fire magic. This confrontation becomes her rebirth. Trapped in darkness, she finally faces her suppressed memory, Lady Marian's sacrifice after her parents' murder. She reaches across to her younger self, vowing to become a beacon of light and rebuild her kingdom. When she emerges between two Valk princes, her hair flowing and eyes golden, she stands not as a broken assassin, but as a queen reclaiming her power. In Adarlin, Chaul allies with Adion after revealing Aelin lives. Together, they gather intelligence about the king's control rings and magic-suppressing towers across the continent. Dorian struggles with his forbidden magic while developing a relationship with Sorsha, a castle healer. Through her acceptance, he begins embracing his magical nature rather than fearing it. The political schemes collapse when the king uncovers the plots. Adion claims responsibility for all rebel activities, protecting Chaul but ending up imprisoned. The situation worsens when the king discovers Sorsha's rebel correspondence and executes her in the castle courtyard. Dorian's magic erupts in grief, exposing his powers. The king, having suspected his son's abilities, is prepared. Guards subdue the prince, and the king fits Dorian with a wordstone collar, the same dark artifacts used to control his demon creatures. Chaul escapes, though haunted by guilt. These events transform the conflict from covert operations to open rebellion, revealing the true cost of resistance. After defeating the Valg princes at Mistward, Celaena and Rowan travel to Dorinel to meet Maeve. The queen reveals terrifying truths about the Valg shadow creatures and how the weird keys could allow the king of Ardalan to summon demon armies from other realms. When Celaena refuses to reveal the third weird key's location, Maeve orders Rowan's blood-sworn companions to whip him. This cruelty triggers Celaena's dormant power. Flames erupt around the entire island without destroying it. In this moment of awakening, she confronts Maeve with hidden truths. The queen never gave the weird keys to Brannon, as history claimed, but tried to steal them herself. She exposes how Maeve killed Othril when he opposed her, shattering centuries of lies. Fully embracing her identity as Aelin Galathinius, she strategically offers Othril's ring, hidden in Goldrin's scabbard, for Rowan's freedom. Unexpectedly, Rowan immediately swears a new blood oath to her, not from obligation, but from choice and loyalty. Aboard a ship to Ardalan, Aelin contemplates the scar on her palm, Nehemia's oath. Under starlight, she renews her vows, secure the weird keys, restore magic, overthrow the king, and save her people. Redemption demands a high price throughout the novel. Characters earn their way back through genuine growth and sacrifice. Aelin embraces her identity as Queen of Terrasen through brutal training, confronting fears, and risking her life for others. True redemption requires not just acknowledging past wrongs, but actively becoming better, even when painful. Aelin's journey reconciles her assassin past with her royal destiny, showing redemption as both personal and transformative. When news spreads of Aelin battling Ardalan in the Cambrian Mountains, hope ignites across the continent. Writers spread word to hold on as legends grow of the fire-wielding queen fighting alongside a fey prince. This message, that hope can be rekindled even in darkness, forms the story's emotional core. We believe in Aelin's starlit vow because we've witnessed her transformation from broken assassin to fierce queen forged in the fires of her own magic.